If it weren't for the smartphones, there's a spot on the north side where it could be 1934. Gus and Yaya's, purveyors of ice balls, a cousin of the snow cone, popcorn, and continuity.
That's a horse-sized sign.
Gus Kolaris leans on the counter with his left hand. With his right, he grips the Gilchrist 78, an ice scraper that was last available for sale sometime around 1950, he says. He looks over his shoulder to ask again, "What flavor?" Then nods and pushes the scraper into a gleaming block of ice, bringing up small, medium, and large cups of melting shavings.
There's Italian ice, but I call it the Great American Ice Ball. And it's been on the north side for 81 years.
Kolaris has owned and operated Gus and Yaya's for the last 60 years, but he started helping his father when he was 8. Strictly speaking, Gus and Yaya's is a snack cart. But customers like Steve Glover are quick to say it's much more than that.
The only thing to make your day is one of Gus's icy balls. And you ain't a north side if you don't come to Gus, that's for sure.
Nancy Luisi says her family has always done it, though she called herself a newcomer.
I've only been here 30 years, but it's tradition. I mean, you have to come to Gus and Yaya's.
Every April, Gus's bright orange cart appears in front of the tennis courts in West Park. When it rains, golf umbrellas bloom on top of the popcorn windows. And underneath, perched on a stool, Gus says his dad bought the cart in 1934 for $175, paying $5 a week.
My dad at that time was sick a little bit, so he thought if he got out in the open, he was a chef. And being in the kitchen all the time, it wasn't too good for his health, but he died very young.
Still in high school, Gus took over the business. That's when Yaya, grandmother in Greek, was painted on the cart for his mother. Now Gus's wife Stella is Yaya.
Some of them are coming third and fourth generations. I mean, it's hard to believe it, how this thing has attracted them, you know. We got cherry grape orange, pineapple root beer, lemon
root
lime,
beer, blueberry, banana, watermelon, peach.
Michael Spanos has worked for Gus for 16 years. As people make their way to the cart, seemingly from nowhere, he helps manage the flow of change, ice balls, and whimsy.
Little kids come up and some of the mixes they get, like blueberry and root beer, don't go real well together, but if they really want it, that's what you get.
As Doug Shearer spoons his ice, he watches the camp kids line up, a policewoman. The construction guys and the meter maid had come by earlier. Shearer says Gus is an icon.
The respect that the people have for him and this neighborhood, you earn that, you know. They don't give that out around here.
With the exception of a time 5 years ago when someone tried to stab Gus with a screwdriver, he's never had a problem at the cart.
A lot of people say to me, Northside's pretty rough and that, but when they come here, they don't see any of that right here, and it's like a safety zone or something.
Gus is 83, and he says people ask him all the time when he's going to retire.
I said, if I retire, you're not going to get a good ice ball. That's my bottom line to him.
But he's not naive. He knows he has to make a compromise every now and again.
In the evening, we close at 9 o'clock. I used to stay to 11, but I can't handle that anymore. Getting too old, damn it.
For 90.5, WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.